This is WTF, What's Threatening Farmers, the podcast where we take on the policies and the policymakers and the activists and the do-gooders, the uninformed, the misinformed, and the just plain ignoramuses. We'll tackle the issues that threaten your farming operation as well as your very way of life. I'm Gary Truitt, your host for WTF, What's Threatening Farmers.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
What's Threatening Farmers? The Making America Healthy program. The brainchild of Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy, this initiative is designed to change what Americans eat and how our food is produced and by whom. From the beginning, this movement has raised concerns in agriculture, not because farmers don't support good health and nutrition, but because many of those writing these rules don't believe in science. Mr. Kennedy himself has made it clear that he wants to ban or limit many of the food products people now enjoy. The first report, released a few weeks ago, demonstrates we are in for a lot of serious policy and regulation changes. Here are a couple of key areas highlighted in the report. They called for more restrictions on crop protection chemicals. Yes, glyphosate and atrazine are certainly at the top of that list. The report also called for more restrictions on processed food and seed oils. Livestock feed and other food additives also came in for a good deal of criticism. More monitoring of food production, including on-farm surveillance, was discussed in the report. The report cited many scientific studies to back up their concerns. However, many of those studies, turns out, were non-existent. Critics say AI helped write the report. Now, these are not regulations, but simply the framework from which regulations will be developed. Health and Human Services spokesmen say they will work with the agricultural community to help develop regulations. Patrick Gibbetson with the United Soybean Board says soybean producers need to be involved and to speak up to bring their scientific evidence to the table that soy oil is good for you.
We need to be, having a seat at that table to back it up with science-based facts that we have and not just an emotional, cause that everybody's jumping on.
Are you guys working with the other, seed oil producers? This really needs to be a united front when beginning to talk to people about the benefits of all kinds of different vegetable oils that are out there.
We have correspondence and, collaborate with other organizations a little bit too, but we're kind of taking the lead on this as far as what's going on. We've been doing this for a while and promoting soybean oil and what, the benefits are.
And it's certainly an issue because the soybean oil market, a significant portion of that market is the food sector.
It is, and people don't realize that. That 570 pounds out of, 3,000 pounds of soybeans is basically oil, so and the rest being the meal part of it, and most of that's going into a soybean oil or food grade oil, some type that way. So it is a big portion of that. And just look at anything, if you look at the back of a wrapper, there's soybean in it somewhere.
While in Washington recently, I had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Ashley Johnson, Director of Food Policy with the National Pork Producers Council, and she said the pork industry also will be at the table pushing hard to keep pork on our plates.
As pork producers, we always think about raising the animal, and sometimes we forget why we're raising it for, and it's for to be able to provide a healthy and nutritious and delicious food to not just our Americans here that are going to have it on their tables with their families, but also it's globally, a great source of protein and nutrition. And so what we've been really paying very close attention to the dietary guidelines for Americans, through this whole 5-year process. And what's very interesting is that it has been a very hot topic as of late, especially with the new administration coming in, because that has been one of their key, drivers right now is to change essentially the nutrition of Americans right now to be able to battle chronic illness. And I think a really great way is to point to the things that we're able to produce here, and that's a healthy protein that is pork that can be on our tables. And so our hope that, you know, we've been able to bring a lot of information, a lot of science, and things that pork provides nutrition-wise to the table. And our hope is that with the new dietary guidelines that the administration is going to kind of overhaul what has kind of been recommended, that they're going to, of course, make sure that meat and specifically pork is in that conversation, because it really is a great way to be able to help our children grow, our adults grow, and everyone around the table to enjoy a great meal. And I think that pork just does a great job to do that.
Now, the pork board and pork producers in general have spent tons of time, years, and lots of money to promote nutrition, to promote the science behind pork. But yet now, all of a sudden, that science may be being tossed out the window. We got to continue to focus and bring the dietary guidelines, which in the past have been science-based, back to reality.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're very much promoting of the science, and that is where, of course, we fall in, is that the science supports the nutrition that pork brings, you know, whether it's a very high in protein, but it's a nutrient dense product. And so I think that's something to remember, is all the vitamins, the minerals, all the other things that you're going to get from pork to help essentially, you know, especially when you think about adolescents. You know, adolescents, our elderly populations, you know, people such as pregnant and lactating women are already actually deficient in their protein needs and these nutritional needs that they have. And so I think pork is actually one of the best ways that we can accomplish that. It's affordable and it's delicious, right? And I think a great thing to remember is that nutrition is only nutrition if you eat it. And so you got to make sure that something actually tastes good. And pork is able to actually accomplish that. And so you have the science that backs that. We can be able to point to that. But you can also point to what people want, what people actually want on their plate and be able to feed their families. And we know how well that we are able to produce these pigs to be able to do that.
And that's a point I was just going to make, is that people like pork. Pork,
yes,
is a very popular, one of the largest, if not the largest, consumed meat protein product in the United States and really the world. So it is something that producers like and will eat.
Oh, absolutely. It still is number one protein consumed worldwide. And I think that also what's really unique about pork is it's versatile. We always kind of think about the big primal cuts like the pork chop, but guess what? There's so many different ways to actually take pork and incorporate it into a dish, whether that's making something even culturally relevant, right? Like carnitas or something. You can actually transform that pork and make it just something that really stands out. It's very flavorful, but it's also nutritious. And so I think that that's the great way that pork can shine through in this situation. And it's also affordable, right? We can make sure that families all across the board have that access to that nutrition.
And that's becoming an issue, as research shows, statistics show, that consumers are very concerned about the economy, very concerned about the price of food, and we're actually seeing more people stay home and cook food and eat food at home because of some of that concern. So obviously, people's focus on price and on value certainly helps them choose pork more often.
Absolutely. And so when you go and stand at the grocery store and you're trying to compare with what you can be able to feed your families, price is always going to be that consideration. And then also, you got to think about flavor. You got to think about how to cook it. And what's great is we've done so much work on food safety when it comes to pork. So you can cook it to 145 now, right? It's not what like my grandma used to make, where she would kind of overcook it. Now you can cook it, and it is incredibly flavorful. And like I said, versatile. And so there's so many aspects there that contribute to this conversation, that pork can actually be a part of a person's diet. And once again, you know, our our big focus right now is that Dietary Guidelines for Americans and making sure that that meat is still very high and focused in the American diet. And, you know, of course, that pork will be highlighted for all the things I mentioned right here, that it just shines and it's, you know, an outstanding source of nutrition.
What kind of impact could it have on the pork producers and on the pork industry if we start seeing some restrictions, some eliminations on pork coming out of the administration or the regulations or the dietary guidelines?
Yeah, if we see some restrictions and some differences there where maybe meat is not highlighted as well, you know, that can absolutely cause some ripple effects down to the pork producers. And that's why it's so important to be engaged on this Dietary Guidelines for Americans, because it really does affect down to the farm level of what every single producer is going to have to do. And so we have to be engaged and we have to be able to tell our story, tell the science, and you know, make the case for why all these things you know, need to be done and why pork has to maintain a mainstay in the American diet.
The Make America Healthy movement represents a potential threat to agriculture as well as to consumers. We are already seeing some of our food choices disappearing as many food items have been removed from federal assistance and school lunch programs. The government's food regulatory system that once protected consumers and helped farmers produce safe and nutritious food has now been turned on end and may be one of the things that is truly threatening farmers. Don't miss another edition of WTF. Subscribe to this podcast on the Hoosier Ag Today or Michigan Ag Today podcast network, or wherever you download podcasts. Meanwhile, stay on top of the latest threats to agriculture on the WTF podcast page on Facebook. Join me next time for another edition of WTF. What's threatening farmers? I'm Gary Truitt.